Publications. All can aid the cause by giving means for the publication of periodicals, but all cannot be teachers of the word in the pulpit. The individual duties of different persons vary, but there is work for all to do. All can aid the cause by giving unselfishly of their means to help the various branches of the work, to furnish means for the publication of tracts and periodicals to scatter among the people, and disseminate the truth. Churches should realize it is their duty to obtain subscriptions for our periodicals. We now have great facilities for spreading the truth, but our people are not coming up to the privileges given them. They do not in every church see and feel the necessity of using their abilities in saving souls. They do not realize their duty to obtain subscribers for our periodicals, including our health journal, and to introduce our books and pamphlets. Those who feel they cannot afford church papers, do manage to afford secular papers. There are those who profess to be brethren who do not take the Review, Signs, Instructor, or Good Health, but take one or more secular papers. Their children are deeply interested in reading the fictitious tales and love stories which are found in these papers, and which their father can afford to pay for, although claiming that he cannot afford to pay for our periodicals and publications on present truth. Every family should have the Review. Even if the church must provide the subscription to poor families, the Review and Herald and the Signs of the Times are cheap papers at the full price. The Review is a valuable paper. It contains matters of great interest to the church and should be placed in every family of believers. If any are too poor to take it, the church should, by subscription, raise the amount of the full price of the paper and supply the destitute families.